Armed homeless activists storm Washington State Hotel, say police. By Bob Price on February 1, 2021. Police in Olympia, Washington, repelled an armed takeover of a Red Lion Hotel by homeless activists Sunday night. Witnesses report they were armed with hatchets, batons, and knives. At about 11 a.m. Sunday, a group of approximately 45 armed homeless activists forcibly took over the Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, according to a statement from the Olympia Police Department. The violent takeover appears to have been organized by a newly formed group officially identified as Oli Housing Now. Employees of the Red Lion took shelter in the basement after activists allegedly assaulted one of the staff, police said. Employees called the police and reported being under threat. A statement reported to be from Oli Housing Now demands the city of Olympia stop making sweeps of homeless camps and utilize FEMA funds to house the homeless. Today, Oli Housing Now, OHN, took the Red Lion Motel for emergency pandemic housing, the statement begins. The group claims their violent assault on the hotel is to protect lives and support local businesses. They called it a win-win for Olympia. A call for support came from Tacoma Housing Now, who previously staged a similar takeover of a Travelodge hotel. pic.twitter.com/vpxdpp0a7x. Tacoma Housing Now, at TAC Housing, January 31, 2021. A video posted on YouTube by The David Ross Show captures the arrival of dozens of police vehicles and what witnesses described as two SWAT teams. After police arrived, protesters lined the street shouting "Pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon." "Pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon," the tolerant leftist activists are chanting in Olympia. pic.twitter.com/WPLZ4CM6P1. Jason Rantz, on KTTH Radio, at Jason Rantz, February 1, 2021. KTTH radio journalist Jason Rantz reported that the activists occupied at least 17 rooms in the hotel. More taunts at the Olympia Hotel that activists, including Antifa, but definitely not exclusively, illegally occupied. "There are at least 17 rooms we believe are occupied by homeless." pic.twitter.com/mhdyke9x. Jason Rantz, on KTTH Radio, at Jason Rantz, February 1, 2021. At least one person was arrested at the scene. Police reports suggest more arrests will be made. For reference, the activists put out a press release saying they were illegally occupying the hotel. They are accused of having weapons inside, and assaulting a staff members of the hotel. The staff had to flee to the basement. Jason Rantz, on KTTH Radio, at Jason Rantz, February 1, 2021. Post-millennial journalist Andy NGO reported that at least 12 activists were arrested. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.